It's bad enough to lose a competition for a federal contract. It's even worse, though, when you don't know why. That's where contractor debriefings, conducted by contracting officers, come in. The Office of Federal Procurement Policy recently sent a so-called Mythbusters memo to COs, encouraging them to up their debriefing game. For some tips on giving and receiving good information in debriefs, Terry O'Connor, a partner at the law firm Berenswag Leonard. Terry, good to have you back.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And you're something of an expert on debriefs, which is a kind of an little misunderstood or under-understood area of contract awards.
I think it's one of the most important parts of the whole process, whether you won or whether you lost. If you lost, you want to know, after spending a lot of money and a lot of time doing a proposal, when you find out you lost, you want to know why. And if you don't get good answers, you always, in the back of your mind, are wondering, well, should I sue? Should I file a protest? The myth-busting memo that went out is just a wonderful breath of fresh air. And in a sense, it's what I call a permission slip for contracting officers and the government in general to give out more information. There has been such a reluctance on their part to give out information because they're afraid that the more they say, the more likely they will get sued. But the opposite is true, that when I have clients walking out of a debriefing who say, I know I didn't get the whole story, I know they're playing a game, let's go and protest, let's sue them. And I typically respond with saying, no, they can only give out so much information. So both sides have to have a realistic expectation of what they're going to get. And the trouble is both sides go in with bad expectations.
And what did the memo specifically ask of contracting officers?
The memo basically gave some information in terms of various myths. For example, like the one myth is that companies do not use the information at a debriefing. And my answer is certainly, and that's exactly what the memo said, that companies use debriefing information all the time to decide not to protest. And for example, the idea that contracting officers can't prepare for debriefings because they're unpredictable. The policy said no. It's just sort of common sense that contractors want to know why they lost. And the better part, I think, of the memo is that it showed how other agencies, NASA, DOD, and DHS, all have issued debriefing guides to their contracting officers, and the policy encourages these contracting officers to use these guides, which are very rich in information.
Now, are the contracting officers required to offer debriefings to losing contractors?
Yes, in a whole number of situations. Typically, the big procurements where there has been a negotiated procurement under what we call FAR Part 15. And those are the kinds of procurements that cost contractors a lot of money preparing for it, a lot of time and a lot of effort. And
these are not the task orders getting a space on an IDIQ. This is a direct prime contractor situation.
Correct. And after spending all that time on it, unsuccessful offers want to know why they lost. And it's just common courtesy to let them know. But contracting officers and their lawyers, I think, are reluctant to do that because they're afraid of either getting sued or, more importantly perhaps, giving out information that is source selection or proprietary information that by law they cannot give out. So the safest way of avoiding giving out illegal information, if you will, is to not give out hardly any information. But that's self-defeating.
We're speaking with Terry O'Connor, a partner at the law firm Berenswag Leonard. So what are the protocols for a debrief? First, starting with the contracting officer, what should they do?
The contracting officer, of course, should be, according even to the policy and general regulations, is supposed to talk to, first of all, the lawyers and the technical people on their team to find out what kind of information is available to begin with. But the regulations clearly state that the contracting officer is supposed to tell unsuccessful offers why they lost, where they fell in the ranking, and so it's supposed to answer questions that contractors ask. That's where the contracting officers are very reluctant.
Because they're worried that someone might discover that they didn't follow, say, their own criteria laid out in the RFP, for example.
Exactly.
And if they did follow them, then they shouldn't have anything to worry about.
That's true. And the concern people have about saying something wrong at a debriefing, what counts is not what people, what a contracting officer says, right or wrong, at a debriefing. The question really is, what did the agency do? What did the contracting officer do weeks before when they awarded the contract? So what is said at a debriefing is not really the issue. The issue is, what did the government do previously in the weeks before? And if they've done something wrong weeks before, well, that could very well come out. So they're really, contracting officers should not be weary of giving out information.
But it sounds like they should also prepare for the way they deliver information and not just wing it. I mean, they should do it in a structured way, sounds like.
Oh, that's certainly true, yeah. And when I give talks to contracting officers, I always urge them to deal with their lawyers and make sure that the contracting officers are comfortable with the information that they're going to be given out. But there's an awful lot of guidance out there from other agencies, from big agencies, that I think these contracting officers should use.
Agencies on the FAR Council.
Exactly.
And let's talk about contractors. What are the protocols for attending a debriefing, and what can you rightfully ask for, and what should you maybe leave well enough alone?
One of the interesting protocols in the myth-busting is...
Like, don't grab the contracting officer by the collar and shake him.
No, don't. Please don't do that. No, we don't want to do that. One of the interesting things that I find is... myth-busting memo talks about whether a lawyer should come along with a contractor. We never, our firm just discourages us to go along on a debriefing. It's just, you're just scaring the daylights out of the contracting officer, and then they're going to bring their lawyer, and then you're going to get nothing.
Looking like you are lawyering up never helps.
Never helps, yeah. And the myth-busting memo says, sometimes some companies require their lawyers to be there, so maybe there's a reason why the lawyers are there. But from a practical standpoint, we always recommend that contractors go alone. If we as lawyers go, then the government wants to bring their lawyers. And like I said, the information really gets cut off.
So do they just listen, or do they ask questions the CO?
They should be asking questions. In fact, the FAR regulations that talk about what a contracting officer shall give out is basically responses to questions that the contractors are going to be asking. And contracting officers are very reluctant to give out answers. A lot of times they don't even do it in person. They rather do it in writing with PowerPoint slides, but never really give the contractors that have lost a chance to ask questions. That's critical, though, asking those questions. If you don't answer questions, contracting officers, you're leaving contractors, leaving the debriefing wondering whether they got the whole story. You're shooting yourself in the foot, I think.
So you ask, why did I not win? That's question one.
Correct, yeah.
And what are other typical questions?
Well, one of the questions that I think is very helpful, and FAR doesn't say you have to do that, is why don't contracting officers tell unsuccessful offerors the good parts about their proposal? The regulations say their contracting officers are to tell deficiencies and weaknesses and why they lost, why the unsuccessful offeror lost. But the smart thing in terms of building relationships and of setting a context that you as a contracting officer are being fair is telling an unsuccessful offeror what they did well in their proposal, so that they, at least if they come back to another proposal later on in the future marketing, they'll know what's good.
Terry O'Connor is a partner at the law firm Berenswyg Leonard. Thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.